Thanks for driving me. I really think this is a place for me, but my mom always says you should check out a new place with a friend. Not that I think of you as a friend. I think we're past that. I just really value what you think. Let's see, key under the fake rock. Oh, come on, stupid lock. It's not too high to reach. It's just hard to line everything up when it's above eye level. Hands off, beanstalk. If it's my place, I need to be able to get in and out by myself. There, easy. The condo is on the third and fourth floor, so I hope you're ready for some stairs. Oh, no. Hey, stop it. You can't just pick me up and carry me. It's not fair, you big bully. Now stop. Stop, that tickles. That's a fight you don't want to pick. I know your weak spots. You can dish it out, but you can't take it, huh? Ah, bigger they are, the easier they tickle. Me too, you gigantic lug. Well, what do you think? I know it's a little rough around the edges, but it's got potential. A lot of scuff marks on the floor. Some of the doors don't close right. Nope, there's no landlord. It's for sale. I've been saving up since I was bussing tables in high school. I got such a break on tuition. I still had a decent nest egg, and it was pretty affordable living with the girls. And you know how rent is so crazy right now. If I got a studio apartment, the rent would basically be the same as a mortgage on this place. And if I got a bigger place and some roommates, well, I could just stay with Team Green. I know it's not super goblin friendly, but you can't find anything in town built for my size. And all the goblin homes out of town are owned by goblins, and I don't really want to deal with clan politics. It's a whole thing. Every family has its elders, and they want to make sure property is passed along to blood members or at least friendly clans. I'd have to talk to my gram, and she'd try to set me up on dates with a bunch of third cousins from out of state, and I'd have to explain that I'm already seeing someone and you're not as green as she might like. There's all kinds of horse trading too. Debts and favors. My clan actually traded a horse as part of the deal to get Tori's jalopy. It would be endless. It's actually easier to just buy a house for money. Go figure. Now, the furniture isn't included. Cherry is giving me her couch, so try to picture that about here, I guess. We might need some of your muscle getting it up the stairs. And a whole lot of disinfectant. You don't think it's too small, do you? The place, I mean, not the couch. That's ridiculous, right? A goblin worrying about a full-sized house isn't big enough. It's definitely not my forever home. The stairs are really steep and there's no bedrooms for kids. And I have no idea how I'd actually reach the microwave. But it's really close to my job and it's close to your job too. It's kind of the right size for us. I really like you. And I'm so tired of you having to drive 40 minutes to see me. I'm tired of you having to wake up early every time you sleep over, and I'm tired of Tori calling me Giant Slayer. No. It's not like I picked this place for you. Definitely not. I picked it because I'm picturing what I want out of my life for the next few years, and I want there to be room for you in it. Literally. Come on, like over here in the dinette. That window faces east. I want you to picture this. We're sitting at the table. I'm wearing one of your shirts like it's a gown, and I haven't brushed my hair, so it's a big fuzzball, and you're still rubbing the sleep from your eyes like the cutie you are. And we've both got huge cups of coffee, and the sun is rising, and we're just talking and playing footsies, and we've got time. Do you want that? Because I really, really want that. And there's a lot of little compromises to make that happen. You'll probably spend a lot of time tripping over my stepping stool. I'm going to spend a lot of time using my stepping stool. But you know, if you were to help carry the groceries up the stairs and you can reach the microwave just fine, so you can make the popcorn, I'll fix the drinks when it's movie night. I have to admit, the location is perfect. Our favorite restaurant is like 3 blocks away, and you could bike to work. And it's a little expensive, but everything is a little expensive right now, and I can handle it. But, you know, when your lease is up, you're going to be in the same boat as I am right now. If you wanted to move in, we could both save a lot of money. It's really not bad at all for two people. Gosh, I hope you don't think I'm trying to ambush you again. It's just a thought. I like this place enough to take it even if you aren't ready. And I thought it's something we could talk about. Are you mad at me? Please say you're not mad at me. Oh. You can't just grab me by the waist and make me all mushy every time I'm uncomfortable. We need to talk about this, okay? Are you sure you'd be okay with this place if later down the road we wanted a place together? I mean, of course. If you're ready, then I'm ready. I guess I sold you on the breakfast nook idea. Fine. Okay, I will introduce you to my gram-grams. That's very fair. You were very upfront about me with your family, which I appreciated, even if it made me completely nervous. There's kind of a big get-together every first Saturday. Maybe you could come next month? It's food, mostly. Goblins like to express affection with a lot of cholesterol, mostly. Oh, yeah. When Cherry and Tori woke up to see you eating breakfast I cooked, that was quite a flex on my part. They knew what was up. Come on. We haven't seen upstairs. And if you stand on the landing and I go up a few steps and you lean forward a little, there. That's for being so nice.